It's St. Joseph's Night. A big crowd gathers in Central City, watching the Mardi Gras Indians pass. Simone Levine is in the crowd, but she's not just here to admire the intricate costumes. Levine is an independent police monitor. The civilian agency oversees the New Orleans Police Department. Part of Levine's job is coming out to events with a history of tension between community and police, events like St. Joseph's Night, Super Sunday, and some of the larger second lines. A former government corruption lawyer, Levine is out tonight to help prevent potential clashes.
So I just basically checked in with the community, I've checked in with the legal observers, I've checked in with the commander. I've attempted to check in with as many officers as possible.
To ensure that there's no conflict, but also to spread word about her office. She encourages citizens to come to her with complaints or praise for police officers. And she reaches out to officers too, letting them know they can come to her with concerns about their department.
We want to make sure that officers realize our office is a resource for them as well. And in general, it's an office that's dedicated to make sure that we have the best police force out there.
In 2009, New Orleans citizens voted to create the Independent Police Monitor, along with the Inspector General's office. Ursula Price is Director of Community Relations for the Police Monitor. She says her office grew out of a need for more police accountability.
We have empowered officers with the ability to use lethal force against us and to represent the power of the law, but we have not been vigilant in making sure they are well trained and held accountable for their actions.
So Price and Levine oversee police-heavy public events. They also deal with individual complaints about misconduct. In the past, if someone wanted to file a complaint, they had to do so with a bureau inside the police department. Reynard Thomas owns a photography company and serves on the board of a criminal justice nonprofit. A few years ago, he says, he filed a complaint against police and never got a response. That stung.
You had no recourse against them. They could do whatever they wanted.
But since the Independent Police Monitor started, he feels he has a place to be heard. He's filed complaints on issues from parking tickets to officers patrolling in unmarked cars. And he's helped seniors file complaints, too.
The police department is aware that somebody else is reporting. They know that somebody else is paying attention.
The police themselves appreciate this oversight. Talk to Robert Barty, the police commander of the 6th District, about the Independent Police Monitor, and he'll pull out a binder of thank you letters and a photo of a cake that a civil rights lawyer baked for him. Appreciation specifically for his work making St. Joseph's Night smoother for police and Mardi Gras Indians alike. Now at big community events like St. Joseph's, officers wear jackets that identify them by name, and they let the Indians veer from a set route, an important part of their tradition. These changes wouldn't have happened without the police monitor.
Their presence, their input has certainly helped me guide my men and women in the direction we want to go.
Plus, the Independent Police Monitor is less intimidating. Monitors like Simone Levine are perceived as unbiased.
She's not paid by the police department. She's not paid by the city. So she can give an honest assessment, an honest appreciation about it. And it's from a layperson. You know, because we tend to see things through police eyes.
Levine sees her position as a bridge between police officers and the community. With contacts inside the police department, she can help the community navigate the system. An example, a woman recently contacted the police monitor. She was getting ready to leave her abusive husband.
She needed the police department to provide her an escort, provide her safety to go back into her home and to actually get her things and the things for her baby, and we were able to call the commander in that district and to make that happen.
But the police monitor faces challenges, not just a long history of distrust between the police and community, but also severely limited resources, just 4 staff members to monitor over 1,000 police officers. The money comes from the Inspector General's budget, but Ursula Price says they need all the resources they can get too. She hopes for more funding from grants or government. Meanwhile, Price and her colleagues work to prove their worth to citizens and police alike.
We are not the typical leadership the city is used to seeing. We're not connected. Our supporters are largely low-income people of color, but we continue to do our work and obviate the value of it. And I think in time, people will see that it benefits them.
For WWNO, I'm Mallory Falk.